This is US 99.
Good morning, bro.
Is this Tim McGraw?
I know I got a mouthful of cherry fritter.
Wait, cherry fritter?
Yeah, man, I love cherry fritters.
I don't think I've heard those words before. Are you having dessert for breakfast in quarantine every day?
No, I wish I was. If I did that, I wouldn't be able to get in my jeans when I go to work next time.
Is this homemade? Is this a recipe you can send us?
No. It was picked up on the way here to do my phone work this morning.
Well, we miss you in Chicago, Tim.
Man, I can't wait to get up there and play. You know, for years, it's always been one of my favorite places to play. The fans are just so... They're into it when we play up there, and every year it's just they love their country music in Chicago, and we're happy for it.
Speaking about your fans, what is it you think about I Called Mama that grabbed so many of them instantly from the first time they heard it?
Well, gosh, you know, everybody loves their mama, that's for sure, for
mm-hmm.
one thing. And, you know, it's a classic, great theme in country music that it's about. But I think what happened was, you know, we recorded the song and started working on it before the world changed. And then we were remixing the song, finishing it up as the world changed. And then it took on a whole new meaning, I think. I think all of a sudden it took on a meaning about, all right, life in general and what does it mean to you, and who are the people who can balance you, who are the people who can stabilize you
mm-hmm.
when the world's going crazy. And then even more importantly, it makes you think about, and if you appreciate the people that are around you like that, it also makes you think about, all right, who are those people who look to you to be that person for them, and are you there for them, and are you doing the things that you need to do to be there for them? So I think it's a very reflective song in a lot of ways. It
mm-hmm.
makes you think about your station in life and who are you to other people and who are other people to you.
Things we want to know about Tim McGraw in the last 6 months. The last, I'm really bored, I'm scrolling, I want it, I bought it, purchase.
Oh my gosh, I don't do that much. I did do one thing. There's a thing called a hit axle that I wanted in my gym.
What is that?
It's hard to explain. It's like two bicycle wheels on these rollers.
Okay.
A S bar on it. And you get in a plank position, and then you start with your arms rolling this thing as fast as you can go for 45 seconds.
I'm getting sore just listening to you describe it.
It'll wear you out for sure, but that's the crazy thing that I found that I bought.
Question from my 11-year-old daughter, Vivian, who's homeschooling e-learning in fifth grade. Tim McGraw, what's your superpower?
Ooh.
If you could pick one.
One that I would want to have?
Yeah.
Gosh, fly.
You want to fly?
I'd love to fly. I mean, I'm a pilot, and I like flying an airplane, so imagine being able to fly. You know what always fascinates me is those jetpack things with the wings that these guys wear now.
Uh-huh.
Go flying, that would be fun.
Who is your favorite artist you're digging today, this week, this month, not Tim McGraw?
Oh, gosh, what have I been listening to? You know what? Skip Ewing had a new album out that I listened to called Wyoming, and there's some really good songs on there. I'm a big Skip Ewing fan anyway, so I listened to Skip Ewing this week a lot, and I listened to Keith Urban's new album a lot, and I listened to Carrie Underwood's Christmas album.
Are you already in the Christmas spirit?
Not quite yet, but Carrie's album will put you there, but I like to hold off on it as long as I can so you don't
Same.
Get burned out. Gets here.
I mean, it's early October. I don't want to rush it.
No, and this Christmas is I think this is going to be a Christmas that everybody's going to go into thinking this is going to be a strange Christmas, but I think it's a time that we can really, really settle into it and really reflect about the past year and
mm-hmm.
and reflect on our family and what life means to us and what do we want to do to make the world better going forward.
Mm-hmm. And in staying home the last 6 months, what has been the best or most perfect date with Faith?
Well, when Faith makes roasted chicken and says that we want to rewatch Yellowstone again,
uh-huh.
that's usually a perfect date because she makes the best roasted chicken in the world. And that, for us, a great date is cooking a great dinner at home, settling in and watching something on TV, watching a movie or watching a series that we're into. Those are the best dates for us.
I saw something that we as a collective group have watched more movies in the last 6 months than the last 6 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you don't miss the theater. I hate to say that, but
mm-hmm.
it's pretty enjoyable watching them at home.
Well, we miss you in Chicago. We love I Called Mama, and we just wish you all the best.
Thank you, guys. It's always good to talk to you. I look forward to hopefully we can see each other backstage soon.
Mm-hmm. You take care, Tim.
You too, guys.